Next speaker will be René Schickbauer, also known as Kavak. And he's going to talk about a very important thing, namely how you can save energy at home.
Hi. Okay, you hear me? Hi. One moment, I have to boot up my laptop. It doesn't work if I boot it up before I plug it in. It's FreeBSD current, so one moment, please. I'm going to talk about saving energy at home. I hope you all pay your power bills. I know I do, because in 2006 I got asked to pay. In Austria, we pay our bills yearly, and I was kindly asked to pay 1,200 euros more than expected. And that got me thinking, why pay more than 1,000 euros extra for power that I wasn't aware I was using in the first place? And you get a lot of beer for 1,000 or euros. That's about, you know, getting wasted every day of the year, or just wasted on power consumption for devices probably I don't use at the moment. So, one moment. So, I looked around in my home to see what was wasting the power, because there obviously wasn't, I wasn't using that much devices at home. Okay, I had a microwave oven, I had a washing machine, and I had a desktop computer, and that was it. At least that was what I thought I was using. Let's hope it works. The presentation is actually made with GIMP. That's the only program that runs without memory overhead on my computer. OpenOffice doesn't even install, because it needs 11 gigabytes hard disk space just to build. So, I was using GIMP, that works, and, okay. So I was searching for the cause of the power waste. This is what I found. Okay, this is a picture from Google. My power supplies are all in a heap. You know how it is, you have a big heap with power bars, power supplies, and a lot of cables running around the building. And you unplug a device, you leave the power plug in because you can't find it, and it still wastes energy. After I got the bill, I checked all my house, and I found about 20 of those plugged in but not used. And I checked how much power they use. I found one that uses actually 10 watts of power without the device plugged in. It just heats the house. It's not bad in winter, but in summer, you probably waste another 10 or 15 watts just to get rid of the heat generated in the first place you don't need. Anyway, this power plugs are also very unpractical, because When you have a device stored in a cupboard, you probably have the power plug stored in another cupboard. So you have 20 devices here, 20 power plugs there. You won't find the matching one, so you buy a new one, leave the old plugged in probably, and you're done. Here's the solution. Just get three of those. You got all the voltages you need. You have only three devices to unplug, and it has a nice display to show you how much power you're currently wasting for devices you don't use. And of course, if you make your own devices, like blinking devices or so, then you already got these and you just regulate and it most likely works. I've also seen something like this as a firewall. Very nice. You have a graphics acceleration and four cores and lots of RAM. The question is, why? Do you really need a 2 GHz quad core, 4 GB RAM, 1 TB HD firewall for a 16 Mbit internet connection? I can tell you a 486 could probably manage to run this as well, but it doesn't use 500 watts. Or you can get one of these. Depending on if you use flash or if you use a hard disk, you can run this with 4 to 5 watts. It does everything you need. It also runs BitTorrent clients, so for your legal downloads, of course. And you got all this in a nice box. You have 4 Ethernet ports. You can also set up your demilitarized zone and your, I don't know, porn network. And you save a lot of power. The power you save with a solution like this compared to a PC, the amount you save in 1 year, you could probably run your iPod or iPhone the rest of your life. Yeah, and the specs are not bad, so it's 5 megahertz, 512 MB RAM. As long as you don't run Windows, it should be okay. And one of the biggest problems was light bulbs. I always forget to turn off one light or another. You know, like in the bathroom, you just go to the bath, turn the light on, go wash your hands, leave the light on, go to HAR, be away for 3 weeks, and you have the light burning. Typical light bulb uses 60 to 120 watts. I like it bright in my home, so I use about 100 to 120 watts. That's the same as 3 EPCs running under full power. So, yeah, for a little light, that's pretty much, and you have probably 10 to 20 in your home. So if you turn everything on, you might get a high score notice from your power provider. A solution, use green light bulbs. They use much less power. I like the light better than they produce. They don't give up that much heat, which in the summer, if you already have problems cooling your house, is an additional problem. And the one thing, mainly use this kind of light bulbs because you practically never have to change them. I switched my my whole house to this kind of light bulbs 3 years ago, and I haven't changed a single light bulb since. And saved a lot of money too, so that might be your solution. Now I want you to think what you can change in your household, because I'm sure you have things running that you don't need, things that just waste energy, where you maybe don't use them that much. You can unplug them or change the devices. That's up to you. After how you go home, just look around and see what devices are wasting your money. Okay, we do the questions later. And thank you for protecting our planet.